from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to the discussion of staying away from the bad. We are these days studying the Pirkei Avot, the ethics of the fathers between Pesach and Shavuos. This week is the second week. We'll look at chapter 2. There's a new commentary of the Tzvor Hamor, Rav Avraham Savan, whose commentary is found in different places, and including manuscript recently came out. And let's share a thought from Rav Avraham Sivag, the Tzvor HaChaim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a rabbi right after the destruction of the temple, and he asked his students, these students who reestablished Judaism after the destruction of the temple, among them the teachers of Rabbi Akiva, he asked them, "Ezo derech tova shiyidbak ba'adam? What's the proper way that a person should cling to, the good way, the good path?" And they told him, and basically the best answer was a good heart. A good heart is the key thing, even greater than generosity, because it includes all good characteristics. So then he asked him a second question. Ezo derech ra'ah? Shiyidrachek ba'adam? What's the bad way that a person should stay away from? And the question is, Rabbi Yonah asked the question, the Tzvor HaChaim asked the question. We know that the opposite of the good characteristics is the bad characteristics. So why is it necessary to specify them? Well, it turns out, as the Meiri points out, that some of the characteristics are not, you can't flip. For instance, Rabbi Shimon said that the greatest characteristic is to see the future, to be able to predict what's going to happen in the future, to be prescient, to be aware of the consequences of your actions. That's the good path. The opposite is not to not be aware. So whereas the opposite of a good heart might be a bad heart, the opposite of a good eye or generous eye might be a bad eye, an ayin hara, a jealous eye, but the opposite of some things is not just simply to say the negation of the first idea. So that's the idea of Rabbeinu Yonah. However, the Tzvor HaChaim of Avraham Sivag, a rabbi who was expelled from Spain and tragically 4 years later had to leave Portugal and lost all his writings in the process, and children, family was scattered, some forced to Christianity. So he writes as follows. He says, the rabbi realized that just to know the good path is not good enough. You have to also know what to stay far away from. He knew that we need to stay away from the evil inclination. He knew that there was a necessity to understand evil in order to fight it. He says, I want to know if these people know how to stay away from evil. That's the question. Because after all, every chacham, he says, needs a saifa v'safra. A beautiful Talmudic expression, meaning you need not only a sefer, a book, but a saifa, sometimes a sword as well, to be able to fight off the evil inclination, fight off evil powers, and to stay away from it. In fact, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, a quote from Menachos, a similar citation, that Samachay, Sanhedrin, Yud Zayin, that Dam Rabbi Yochanan in Moshivim Sanhedrin, Bali Chochma, Bali Mara, Bali Koma, Bali Zigna, Bali Kshofim. You can't have someone in the Sanhedrin unless they're obviously wise, unless they should be tall, they should look good. We want people to be impressed and taken aback when they sit in the court in front of the Sanhedrin. They should know the 70 languages. And then one surprising thing, they should know Balei Kshafim. It sounds like they should be witches. They should be masters of witchcraft. What? What is that talking about? So we have all kinds of interpretations. Rashi says over here, she'im yeh adam nidon mechashev va'or lo yishlot po. Well, let's say someone turns out to be a witch, but then they can't burn him, they can't punish him because somehow he has a curse against them. He should know how to reverse the curse or to get him some other way. However, the Tzvor HaChaim says, if someone ever wanted to bring a curse against the Jews, to use witchcraft against the Jews, again, the Ramban says there is such a thing as witchcraft, the Rambam says the whole thing is nonsense, but he seems to take the Ramban's view that there is power to it, then let's say someone wanted to curse the Jews, to bring some sort of curse against the Jews, he would know how to save them from it. It's just as important to know all the good stuff as it is also to know how to stay away from the bad stuff, from things that could bring harm or damage. Then both two commentaries, the Yosef Ibn Shoshan, it's an interesting anti-rationalist commentator from Spain, and also the Nachlat Avot, the Barbanel, in his commentary, they point out that there's a difference in the text between the going out and seeing what the right path is and going out and seeing what the bad path is. The Rambam says in both cases, go out and see. Like in our Haggadah, where we say, Tse ulama, go out and learn. But our Girsam, generally in our text, it says that you should come and see what the proper path is, and you should go out and see what the negative path is, what the wrong path, what the way you should stay far away from. And the Abarbanel gives the obvious answer, which is that when it comes to a good path, you want to come and see it. You want to come and bring that into your life. But when it comes to a bad path, you want to get away from it. You have to stay away from it. You might have to go outside to learn about it in the wild and crazy world out there. But ultimately, you want to keep it out there. You don't want to bring it back in here. The parsha this week seems kind of strange. The parshat Tazria Metzora, the leper and the leprosy, the clothing leprosy, the person leprosy, the house. And the rabbis say it has to do with haughtiness. It has to do with Lashon Hara. And we say, I know, what is all this stuff? And the idea is that we not only have to know how to be holy, you know, the wonderful parsha coming up, Parshat Kedoshim, and how a Jew could be holy and love their neighbor. We also have to know how to stay away from bad stuff and what it really looks like on the outside when we're rotten on the inside. We have to stay away from haughtiness. We have to stay away from Lashon Hara, from the evil and slanderous speech. And when we understand this, then we can truly be on a good path. As Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, if you want to know what's the path we should go on, we also have to know the path we shouldn't go on. And to have that wisdom, to know the difference, to understand and to beware of wrong paths and faulty paths, this is all part of being on the right path in our worship of God. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught us this important lesson, a lesson to not only be holy, to have a good heart and a kind heart, but he taught us also to stay away from the bad heart, to understand and appreciate the pitfalls in life that even with our best intentions can land us out on the wrong path. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thank you all for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lameth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee, for a discussion of Pirkei Avot and the Parsha. We have videos on the holidays, also on how-to as well, series on Jewish for Dummies, all kinds of stuff. Join us here at the Asbe Memphis site on YouTube and here at YU Torah. And thanks to all of us, all of you, for participating. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asbe.org.